Hey y'all, welcome to our latest children's book review episode. Today, we will be reviewing Passport to America, so stay tuned. Geography is not something I've ever found fun. I don't know about y'all. Maybe you love it, but it's never been my cup of tea. We love to travel, but staring at maps and memorizing where things are, I've never enjoyed, and it's never come easy to me. And don't forget to add in that it's hard to find resources in general that are built on a biblical worldview. So naturally, I was not looking forward to teaching geography. But I still wanted to find a solid book or resource to teach from. Enter Passport to America. I have to say I have been pleasantly surprised by it, and I personally liked this book a lot. I wish I had had it when I was growing up, and maybe I would have found geography more interesting or appealing. Yes, I know it's a kid's book, but you won't find me looking for geography books for adults. This was the perfect fit for what I was looking for. Passport to America is written from a Christian worldview, which wasn't easy to find for geography, and it does a great job of teaching about the different states and landmarks in America, as well as pointing to God. The book goes through all 50 states and Washington, D.C. Each gets a 2-page spread, which made it long enough to learn something about each, but short enough to keep everyone's attention. It was filled with fun factoids, and did you know questions about each state. You get to learn about each state flag and what the meaning behind all the symbols on them are, as well as the state birds and flowers. It's been fun to look for those things when we go visit other states. It also includes a fun little passport, quote unquote, and stickers of the state flags, so your little one can put a stamp of all the states they have visited in it. This has been our favorite part since we love to travel. It gets us talking about where we're going or where we've been, if we've seen any of the things mentioned for that particular state, and quizzing each other on state facts when we're traveling to a particular state. This book really does make learning about the geography and United States of America a lot more fun. And we have enjoyed using it through all of our travels. It's one of our go-to books now before we take a trip. And then we review when we get home. So it's wonderful for those summer vacations or day trips to a different state across state lines. It is a wonderful addition to any homeschool family or just somebody looking to have some fun and learn more while they're on trips and vacation. We would absolutely recommend Passport to America as a great addition to your book collection. We are so thankful to have found it and are so glad we could share this great find with y'all. Don't forget you can check out our other kids' homeschool resources on our website, thewanderingpilgrims.com, and we'll leave a link to this book and to all of our other social media profiles and website in the description. So thanks for joining us for this latest children's book review. And don't forget to check us out on our YouTube and Rumble channels for all of our upcoming kid-friendly, family-friendly, Christ-centered adventure videos that we hope are a blessing and enjoyable for the whole family. We plan on creating a lot more of these videos to help our other brothers and sisters have good family-friendly content that keeps Christ at the center. And that's fun and maybe a little educational as well. So don't forget to check those out, like, subscribe, and we can't wait to share the next adventure with you guys on our channel. So until next time, keep wandering, pilgrims.